Lesson 32. John Blake and his friend Mary Green were trying to find out more about a pendant. The pendant had been stolen from a museum. First they visited Mr. Fawcett, a collector of old things. Then they went to see Miss Haverill. Her brother had once owned the pendant. Finally they went to the shop of the bookseller, Mr. Egg. At first they couldn't see anyone in the shop. Then Mr. Egg's assistant appeared from behind a door. "What sort of book do you want, sir?" he asked.
"Good afternoon, madam."
"Good afternoon. Oh, have you any birds?"
"Oh, we have a lot of birds, madam. We sell birds. This is a bird shop."
"Well, yes, of course."
"What sort of bird do you want?"
"What sort of birds have you got?"
"We have all sorts of birds. Oh, yes, we have birds of all sorts."
"Then I'd like a green parrot with red stripes and yellow spots."
"A green parrot with red stripes and yellow spots? I'm afraid we've got nothing of that sort."
"You said you had all sorts of birds. This is a bird shop, isn't it?"
"Yes, it is, but..."
"But that is the kind of bird I want. I'll complain to the manager."
"I am the manager, madam."
"Well, I am complaining."
So John and Mary went to Mr. Egg's bookshop. At first they couldn't see anyone. Then Mr. Egg's assistant appeared from behind the door.
"What do you want?"
"Oh, have you any books?"
"We have a lot of books, sir. We sell books. This is a bookshop."
"Yes, of course. I've been looking at your books."
"Have you been waiting long, sir?"
"No, we haven't been waiting here long."
"What sort of book do you want, sir?"
"Have you any books about museums?"
"About museums, sir?"
"Or jewelry. Have you any books about jewelry?"
"How to make it."
"How to steal it."
"Steal it?"
He means how to value it."
"Yes, I mean how to value it. Have you any books on how to value old jewelry?"
"How to value old jewelry? I'm not sure."
The assistant in Mr. Egg's bookshop asked what sort of book John and Mary wanted. Mary asked, "Have you any books about jewelry?"
"Good afternoon. Have you any books about animals?"
"You mean on how to keep animals? I'll have a look."
"Have you any books about furniture?"
"You mean on how to make furniture? I'll have a look."
"Have you any books about basketball?"
"You mean on how to play it? I'll have a look."
"Have you any books about missing jewels?"
You mean on how to find them? No, I'm afraid we haven't."
Then listen to the next episode of The Missing Jewel.
"Tom, do you mean that's the end of the lesson already?"
"Of course not."
"Oh, you mean we still haven't finished with mean?"
"Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Listen."
"And do you know what you are? You are a silly old lemon."
"Oh, don't be hurt, Mummy. He doesn't mean it."
"I mean every word of it."
"Oh, no, Mummy. He doesn't mean it. What he really means is you are the nicest mother-in-law in the world." "You were very rude to Mummy. You must apologize."
"No, I won't."
Do you mean you won't apologize?"
"Yes, I do. When I say no, I mean no." "Good afternoon, Mother dear."
"Oh, Jack, are you here? What does this mean?"
Well, I've just come to see you."
"What nice flowers you're holding."
"I meant these flowers for you. I'm sorry I was so rude. I'm sorry I was so rude."
"Well, did you apologize?"
"Me? Never. I told you when I say no, I mean no."
"Hey, Kathy! Kathy!"
"Do you mean me?"
"Who else could I mean? There aren't any other Kathys here, are there?"
"All right, all right. Only don't be rude."
"Am I being rude?"
"Oh, no. You're being nice, kind, polite, the most wonderful..."
"I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude to you."
"Not at all."
Kathy, I think we ought to stop our explanations.
You mean it's high time we went on with our story?
That's exactly what I mean.
Good.
Well, the assistant asked what sort of book John and Mary wanted.
That's the third time.
What do you mean by that?
Don't you know?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's the third time you have said that sentence.
Terrible. But you are right. I promise I won't say it again. Well, the assistant asked...
So your promises don't mean anything?
I mean the assistant didn't ask anything. Mary asked, what is behind that door?
Oh, that was a smart answer. And what was behind the door?
The stairs to Mr. Egg's private rooms. Suddenly the door opened and in came a man. He started to talk to the assistant. Herbert, are you sure? He began. Then he noticed that there were customers in the shop.
Customers? That means people who want to buy something, doesn't it?
That's right.
And who was the man? Mr. Egg?
Oh, no. Listen.
What's behind that door?
Which door?
The door over there. What's behind it?
There's nothing behind it.
But you came through that door.
The stairs are behind that door.
The stairs?
The stairs to Mr. Egg's room.
Oh, Mr. Egg lives here, does he?
You were asking for a book, sir?
Mr. Egg's rooms are upstairs, and that door leads to them.
They're Mr. Egg's private rooms, are they?
Yes, they're Mr. Egg's private rooms.
Herbert, are you sure? Oh, you have customers.
Yes, customers, Mr. Fawcett.
Good morning, Mr. Fawcett.
What are you doing here?
We've been asking about a book. A book about old jewelry.
Oh, you've been buying books.
What are you doing?
I've been talking about books.
Upstairs?
Yes, upstairs. I've been visiting Mr. Egg.
Are you sure?
Of course. Egg is a friend of mine.
Oh, I'm sure he's a friend of yours. He's a friend of your nephew, too. But he isn't upstairs.
You think he's not here?
I know he's not here.
Perhaps you think I'm not telling the truth.
Mr. Fawcett was a collector of old things. John and Mary had already been to see him to ask about the pendant.
Didn't they ask him for the pendant?
Of course not. They asked him about it.
But what is the pendant like? Tell me something about it, at least. Is it big? Is it small? Has it got precious stones in it? Is it heavy? Is it beautiful? Is it old? Is it valuable?
Hello, Caroline. What are you doing here?
I've been asking about the pendant.
What can I do for you, madam?
I'd like a pendant, please.
What sort of pendant, madam?
A gold one with precious stones in it, please.
Hello, Caroline. What are you buying?
I've been asking for a pendant. I want to buy something beautiful for Margaret's wedding.
Mary and John didn't ask Mr. Fawcett for the pendant. They couldn't have asked him for it. The pendant was stolen. They asked him about it. Mr. Fawcett had a nephew with a scar on his face. John saw a man with a scar in the museum when the pendant was stolen. When Mr. Fawcett said, "Egg is a friend of mine," John replied, "He is a friend of your nephew, too. But he isn't upstairs." Fawcett seemed to be upset. "Perhaps you think I'm not telling the truth." Or in other words, what he was saying wasn't true, or he was lying. If you don't tell the truth, you lie. If you lie, you are a liar. John knew that Fawcett wasn't telling the truth.
Of course. Egg is a friend of mine.
Oh, I'm sure he's a friend of yours. He's a friend of your nephew, too. But he isn't upstairs.
You think he's not here?
I know he's not here.
Perhaps you think I'm not telling the truth.
Mr. Egg has gone to see Miss Haverhill.
Nonsense.
It's true. Mr. Egg is at Miss Haverhill's.
Are you saying I'm a liar?
Oh, no. But we've just left Mr. Egg at Miss Haverhill's.
Then you are saying I'm a liar. Herbert.
Yes, Mr. Fawcett.
Didn't I come to see Mr. Egg?
Yes, Mr. Fawcett.
Perhaps you came to see him, but you didn't see him.
Herbert, Haven't I been visiting Mr. Egg? Haven't I been talking to him? Haven't I? Herbert, haven't I been talking to Mr. Egg?
Yes, Mr. Fawcett.
Then we'll go upstairs, too. We'll talk to Mr. Egg.
No, sir.
Why not?
Because I said no. You can't go upstairs.
Then we'll leave a message for Mr. Egg.
Very well.
Well, there'll be more of the story later on, but now, more English.
Exercise 1.
What sort of book do you want, madam?
Old jewellery.
Have you any books about old jewellery?
Museums.
Have you any books about museums?
Ancient monuments.
Have you any books about ancient monuments?
Modern architecture.
Have you any books about modern architecture? Have you any books about English grammar?
Exercise 2.
I have lots of books about jewellery.
You mean you're interested in jewellery?
I have lots of books about museums.
You mean you're interested in museums?
I have lots of books about ancient monuments.
You mean you're interested in ancient monuments?
I have lots of books about fishing.
You mean you're interested in fishing?
I have lots of books about modern architecture.
You mean you're interested in modern architecture?
I have lots of books about English grammar.
You mean you're interested in English grammar?
Exercise 3.
What's behind the door?
Which door?
The door over there. What's behind it?
What's under that car?
Which car?
The car over there. What's under it?
What's beneath the curtain?
Which curtain?
The curtain over there. What's beneath it?
What's on that chair?
Which chair?
The chair over there. What's on it?
And now, let's go back to our story. John and Mary went to Mr. Egg's bookshop. They couldn't see his assistant at first, but suddenly he appeared from behind a door.
What do you want?
Have you any books?
We have a lot of books, sir. We sell books. This is a bookshop.
Yes, of course. I've been looking at your books.
Have you been waiting long, sir?
No, we haven't been waiting here long.
What sort of book do you want, sir?
Have you any books about museums?
About museums, sir?
Or jewellery. Have you any books about jewellery?
How to make it.
How to steal it.
Steal it?
He means how to value it.
Yes, I mean how to value it. Have you any books on how to value old jewellery?
How to value old jewellery? I'm not sure.
What's behind that door?
Which door?
The door over there. What's behind it?
There's nothing behind it.
But you came through that door.
The stairs are behind that door.
The stairs?
The stairs to Mr. Egg's room.
Oh, Mr. Egg lives here, does he?
You were asking for a book, sir?
Mr. Egg's rooms are upstairs, and that door leads to them.
They're Mr. Egg's private rooms, are they?
Yes, they're Mr. Egg's private rooms.
Herbert, are you sure? Oh, you have customers.
Yes, customers, Mr. Fawcett.
Good morning, Mr. Fawcett.
What are you doing here?
We've been asking about a book. A book about old jewellery.
Oh, you've been buying books.
What are you doing?
I've been talking about books.
Upstairs?
Yes, upstairs. I've been visiting Mr. Egg.
Are you sure?
Of course. Egg is a friend of mine.
Oh, I'm sure he's a friend of yours. He's a friend of your nephew, too. But he isn't upstairs.
You think he's not here?
I know he's not here.
Perhaps you think I'm not telling the truth.
Mr. Egg has gone to see Miss Haverhill.
Nonsense.
It's true. Mr. Egg is at Miss Haverhill's.
Are you saying I'm a liar?
Oh, no. But we've just left Mr. Egg at Miss Haverhill's.
Then you are saying I'm a liar. Herbert.
Yes, Mr. Fawcett.
Didn't I come to see Mr. Egg?
Yes, Mr. Fawcett.
Perhaps you came to see him, but you didn't see him.
Herbert, haven't I been visiting Mr. Egg? Haven't I been talking to him? Haven't I? Herbert, haven't I been talking to Mr. Egg?
Yes, Mr. Fawcett.
Then we'll go upstairs, too. We'll talk to Mr. Egg.
No, sir.
Why not?
Because I said no. You can't go upstairs.
Then we'll leave a message for Mr. Egg.
Very well.
Tell him we're sorry he was out. We'll see him at 7 o'clock tonight. Tell him we'll be here at 7.
Lesson